As a part of our annual Elul Yavrin Kalot that we're doing in conjunction with the law offices of Stak, Khan, and Bay Rivet, as we do every year, and Yoni Chesha Mishpat, which is Baruch Hashem. This morning was such a knack, and it was such mamish Limud HaTorah, was the place on fire of Limud HaTorah. And it's a big schus to get to have Rabbi Klein in here, a Rav from one of the most chashuv Batei Medrash in Flatbush, and the author of very chashuv Svarim over here, Kevitz Halachis, which almost everybody has seen and looked at and learned and lived by, and it's a big schus to get to have him. I just want to mention also that Yachid Kal has been sponsored the Schus Refuah Shleim with the Peretz Ben Chaya Vera Leia, Shav Refuah Shleim with the Korot. For that, Rabbi Klein, Yishu Kray.
It's just, Elul Elul's Batsim, it's a time that's very difficult to define. Every year Elul comes, and we're told that the Avodah of Elul, the focus of Elul, is to for a person to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to improve. There are halachas in Shulchan Aruch that Asar Simei Tshuva. There are halachas, people who don't eat pasakim throughout the year. People who eat pasakim throughout the year don't eat it during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Mashma in Chayyadam, that this applies to many chumras. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you should take on chumras. And it's something that's really, on the one hand, we understand there's a concept of a Yom Hadin, a day of judgment. And at the same time, it's really very difficult. So for 1 month throughout the year, we say L'David and we blow Shofar. And for 10 days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't instill Adorah cookies, Chveis. And then what? And then after Yom Kippur, we go back? So what is it? What? It's an Avodah that's recurring every single year. Every year we encourage ourselves to improve and to grow and to be Mekabel Kabbalas. I encourage people, instead of making Kabbalas with the intent of keeping them, I encourage them, write them, and then next year before Rosh Hashanah, look at them and see every Kabbalah you didn't keep. So hopefully that'll inspire you that this year you'll taka mean it. But it's an avoda, it's a very difficult avoda, it's very hard to understand, properly define. And I'd like to maybe give a little bit of an insight into what Elul is meant to be. We're holding by the last haftarah of the Shiva D'Nechemta. Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech is the last haftarah of the Shiva D'Nechemta, the seven haftarahs that we lay in as a form of consolation after the Churban Habayis, after Tisha B'Av. And every year These Haftaris lead us straight into a Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is always Nitzavim Vayelech, Parshas Nitzavim or Vayelech. And the Haftaris are a sequence which leads us straight into Rosh Hashanah. There's a Levush who speaks about the sequence of the Shiva Denechemta. An incredible Levush. He asks a question. He says, if you look at the sequencing of the Haftarah, you'll find that the Haftarahs follow a chronological order based on Sefer Yeshaya. He says the one exception is the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh, which is Aniyos Ayaro Lo Nuchama. The poor, neglected individual who hasn't been consoled. He says that is after the Haftarah of Parshas Shoftim, the Haftarah of Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem. And if you look, all the rest of the Haftarahs are in order. All the rest of the Haftarahs, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, and Vatei Metzi Anasav Ani Hashem, Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem, if you skip Ani Yasser Aloy Nuchama, and Vaita the Haftarahs, Haftarah Parshas Kiseitze and Kisavai, Nitzam Be'elch, they're all Al Seder. Besides for the Haftarah of Ani Yasser Aloy Nuchama. And the Levush explains why the change in sequence. And he says like this. He says, after the Churban Abayis, Klal Yisrael has kaviyachol, a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends consolation to us, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimer, Lekechem, Dabru, Alevi, Yushalayim, Bekiru, Eleo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends messengers, he sends a shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Nevi'im to console Klal Yisrael on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. V'toymer tziyayin azavani Hashem zot the Levush, Klal Yisrael says, look, Hashem has abandoned us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Kaviyachol to speak to us directly. He's sending other people. He's sending Nevi'im, he's sending messengers, he's sending intermediaries. And Klal Yisrael says, "Ani Yosa Yaru Lo Nuchama." The next week, Klal Yisrael continues to refuse to accept the Tanchumim, the consolation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and he says, "Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem, Anoichi, myself." And then Klal Yisrael responds and rejoices. And Klal Yisrael accepts the Nechama, Rani Akara Lo Yalada, Kumi Ayri Kiba Ayrech. Klal Yisrael ends up accepting the Nechama. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem, Klal Yisrael accepts the Nechama. And the Shaila is, what exactly does this mean? It's a very nice drasha. But what is the Shluchim, and what is Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem, what's it meant to represent? What is the Anoichi? Where is the Anoichi? What does it mean that Klal Yisrael refuses to accept? Every year it's the same cycle. Where is the... How does it manifest? Typically we lay in the Shiva Nechemta without any exception. Even where there were to be a special dispensation to be made to lay in a different Haftarah, typically the halacha is Shiva Nechemta trumps everything. But there's a sheet of a Ramah that there's one exception. The Ramah says, Parshas Re'eh, that's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. The halacha is, the Ramah paskins, we lay in Hashamayim Kisi, which is the typical Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. So the Beis Yosef says, it's interrupting the conversation. It's not part of the Shiva Nechemta. And the Ramah answers, and the Ramah says it's not a problem, because in Hashemayim Kisi there's a pasuk ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu kein anoichi anachemchem. As a person whose mother consoles him, so do I console you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So Parshas Re'eh, instead of laning the hafeira of Ani Yosei Aro Lo Nuchama, we lane Hashemayim Kisi because it has that pasuk. And the shaila is, how did the Ramah answer the question? If anything, it's very difficult. There's a sequence, there's a dialogue, there's a conversation. Klal Yisrael is in the middle of saying, Ani Yosei Aro Lo Nuchama. We don't accept the Nuchama Al Yidei, an intermediary. And I think that the answer to this question is really the answer to the first question that we asked. Isn't it strange when Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Elul, the consolation ends up being Ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu kein anoichi anachemchem? Typically, Parshas Re'eh, we don't say anoichi. Anoichi comes the next week. Anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. The answer is that Churban Habayis, Churban Beis Hamikdash, Golus of Klal Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, into the exile, that Churban, that pain, what we mourn is not the loss of Eitzim Rabbanim. It's not the loss of a building, a glorious, beautiful building. The Gemara says that for that we say a mizmar. We say a mizmar. Shashafach hamasai al eitzim v'avonim v'loi not al neshama ishtek in Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom could have been mechala klal Yisrael. He could have destroyed klal Yisrael. What are we lamenting by Churban? What do we lament? We lament the loss of Shechina. We lament the loss of the ability to come to a Beis HaMikdash and feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lament the loss of the Gilui Shechina of seeing open miracles. A Yid would come to the Beis HaMikdash. In Mishnah it says he would see Asara Nisim B'chal Yayin. It was open Gilui Shechina. You would come to the Beis HaMikdash and a Yid would be elevated and uplifted. He saw open Yad Hashem. Whenever people see miracles, open Yad Hashem, people, they're inspired by it. You hear Maises of Gedolei Yisrael, Maises of Ruach HaKodesh. It wows people, because when you see open Siyata Deshmai, it does something. Oh, I see Yad Hashem open in the world. We mourn the loss of a Beis HaMikdash, of that ability to feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for it to be tangible. Anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem always coincides with El. El is a time v'ani l'daydi v'daydi li. Aser simei tshuva is dirshu Hashem b'imafzai. El is a time that the Peliyayetz describes as a tkufa where the oir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the light of the Shechina, where the warmth of the Shechina is something that every Yid feels to a degree, every person, kefi der madrega. But he says every person feels something over this tekufa. And that comes in Chodesh Elul. It's a month, it's a time, it's a tekufa where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his mitzius, makes his essence felt just a little bit more in this world. And somebody who's looking, somebody who the Peliyayetz describes as a person who opens their eyes just a tiny bit, somebody who's looking for it will be able to plug in and to feel that energy more than they will during a typical regular week of the year or a regular month of the year. And that is the Anoichi Anoichi Umenachemchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes b'imei Chodesh Elul and he makes himself available for us. And it's up to us to take advantage, to elevate ourselves, to energize ourselves, to power ourselves, to recharge ourselves. And that's what El is about. So you see, when Shabbos Re'eh is Rosh Chodesh Elul, so the Anoichi came a week earlier. It's that, it's a week earlier that we feel the anoichi. That week it's appropriate dafka to lay in the haftarah of kein anoichi anachemchem. The anoichi, the hergish of Kurva LaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes a week earlier. And that is the avodah of Elul. The avodah of Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The avodah of Elul is for us to spend a little bit more time and a little bit more effort and energy recharging our neshamas and trying to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ledavka bay, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to be margish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, in the world, through His Torah, through ourselves. That's the avodah of Chodesh Elul. That is what Chodesh Elul is about. And Elul reaches its crescendo by Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The chumras that we keep during Aseres Yemei Tshuva are a vehicle through which we are trying to demonstrate a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Elul is 40 days. It's a time. 40 days is always a time of development. The 40 days, the beginning of a pregnancy, the Ibur is Maya Ba'alma, makes nafkaminas lahalacha, Lagabe Chol Shabbos, Shos Yaakov says Lagabe Sakanas Uber, Kama halachas, Kama nafkaminas. Arboim, 40 is always a time of development. El, the days of Elul, the 40 days from Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, are the time where Klal Yisrael's year, where our coming year, is being developed. Everybody knows a pregnant woman, the Surgeon General warns that she shouldn't drink alcohol, and she shouldn't do, I don't know, well, shouldn't abuse substances. The marijuana lobby would say marijuana is okay. But besides for that, shouldn't abuse substances. Why? What's that? Is a pregnant woman, why? The Torah says she has a fetus in there. It's developing. It's much more delicate. The developmental stages are always a time where an impact, any small impact, can have a huge outcome. The imprint is much more indelible during a time of development. The developmental stages of a young child, of a baby, of an infant, they have much more of an impact on an individual than an adult. Rabbi Isai, the time of year that our next year is being incubated and developed is now. Now is the time. Now is the tkufa to try as much as you can to capitalize on inyanei ruchnius. Now is the time to try to feel the anaychi. Now is the time to try to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now is the time to take those quote-unquote vitamins and minerals that every pregnant, every expectant mother takes in the hope that it will help the brain develop and the heart develop and the lungs develop. We want our brain and heart and lungs of our ruchnius, the kabadi, throughout the year to develop properly. Now is the time to invest. Now is the time to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now is the time to put in effort and energy and go the extra mile to do just a little bit more. And if we do the Ani L'Daidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us V'Daidi Li. I heard a beautiful story, a beautiful mashal. There's a well-known Rav in New York, lives in my neighborhood, Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, Talmud Chacham Muflig, Rav Bashul in my neighborhood, Shiva of Tera V'Das. He once said over a story that happened to him. I don't know if he said it in the context of Elul, but I heard it from a friend of mine, a Yedid of mine, that davens by me in the shul, he's a Manal of a Yeshiva in the context of Elul, and it's really it's a beautiful thought. So Bishol once got a ticket. It's probably, I don't know, a ticket, yeah. some cop had a bad day, and he saw a yid mitabard and a yarmulke and pavasnish, right? It's galus. And he had a court date. So he went to court, went to his, and you meet the prosecutor before, and he tells you, you know, all the things, all the horrible things that you did. So I shrugged, you know, if you would have robbed the bank, you would have gotten off. But if you went 10 miles over, it's a chomer because of. And he said afterwards, you know, so people start going into the, they file into the courtroom. And he says he sees the judge sitting on the bench as a fellow who comes to his Matzah Shabbos shir. Great. Catches his eye, and it doesn't say anything. And the cases are proceeding. This one's guilty, that one's guilty, the third one's guilty, fourth one. And comes Rabbi Reisman's turn, and the judge asks him, what is, you know, what's your story? And Rabbi Sol said, look, you know, I was driving, I got distracted, I really feel terrible, huh? I'm a rabbi, I'm this and that, the third thing. Case dismissed. Done. What's the pshat? You see, when the judge has a relationship with you, and when you have a relationship with the judge, it's not masu ponim badin. He understands who you are. He knows. Comes on at times, people make mistakes. Rabbi Say, El is a time that we're supposed to be developing that relationship with the judge. El is a time where we can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're working, we're trying. Our sights are set on having a year of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A year of Aliyah, a year of Ruchnius. And that impacts the din. The din is not a farce. Every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes stock of where we're holding. We're here with a mission. We're not here to enjoy life. Even those who live in Florida, we're not here to enjoy life. We're here with a mission. We're born on this world to do something with our lives. Balei Chayim, animals are here to wander the planet, to eat, to expel food, to reproduce and die. But is that why a human being is here? We're here with a mission. We're here with a goal. We're here with a tafkid. And every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes stock. Where are we holding? Are we keeping to that mission? Are we honest with ourselves, with what we have, with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? Are we abusing the tools that He gives us, or are we utilizing the tools that He gives us? Every year there's an accounting. And when we invest the time and the effort and the koiches in showing and demonstrating that we want to try to make this coming year a year of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and He says, people do averus, people are human beings, we all make mistakes. But look where this yid is headed. Look what he wants. Look where his heart is. Look where his ideals are. Look where his goals are. And Fakir, look how much he invested into the coming year. That's El. That's what El is about. And every time a person is investing, is trying to build during that developmental stage, an expectant mother is going to be more careful during a pregnancy than she will at other times. Because these are the developmental stages of the year. I think that's part of the Avodah Vel. Churban Beis Hamikdash, they had open Gilui Shechina. Out there on the street, there's very little Gilui Shechina. You could look at the beautiful world that Rabbi Nishan created, it's Pilei Ployim, you could see Gilui Shechina all over, that's the truth. But Lamaisa, Rabbi said, there's no better place to see Gilui Shechina than in the Mikdash Ma'at. Mikdash Ma'at. Chazal Zog and Chazal say, Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. He had a list of curses that he wanted to give. A list of klalos. And Kulam, he ended up giving brachas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to verbalize the curse. But Kulam nepchu l'klalos, Shteitin Gemara Sanhedrin, besides for one. Shelo yiyu lohem batei medrashos ubatei kneisiyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkan Eisecha Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will always have Batei Knesiyos Batei Medrashos, because these are our Beis HaMikdash. This here is a Mikdash Ma'at. This here is Beis HaMikdash. This place here is Beis HaMikdash. You went to Beis Hamikdash, you would see Kahanim Bavidasam, Leviim. You'd see Leviim sitting in Leviim Beshiram or Bezimram, but you'd see the Kahanim and the Leviim being Isaac Batayra, El HaKayin HaShayiyah Bayom HaMahim. You walk into a Kailal, you walk into a Besmedrish, you walk into a place where you have Leviim. The Rambam says any Ben Taira who devotes their life to Taira are Leviim. They're from Sheva Levi. Rabbi Sai, the real Nechama, the true Nechama to Churban Beis Hamikdash is right here in this Besmedrish. And it's a beautiful thing, it's an incredible thing. It's Mamashan. If you need no proof that Taira is Eitz Chaim Hilam HaChazikim Ba more than a Kailal. You have a kail, unbelievable. A kail comes, it's established a kail, and the community is flourishing. That's the mitzvah. Where does it come from? Can anybody explain it? It's the kayach ha-taira. That's the kayach, that's the chiyus of taira. It's the Beis Hamikdash, it's the place to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's where the Shechina is matzli. If Shechina is found in Elul, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt throughout Elul, how much more so in a Beis Hamedrash? With B'nai Torah learning. And so there's no better way to develop our new year. There's no better way for us to build ourselves, build that relationship with the judge, to build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than to be right here in this Beis Medrash, sitting and learning. I could say from experience that Night Seder is a beautiful thing. People come to Night Seder. But Rabbi Sai, it's good to come to First Seder too. Even if you have a job, come to First Seder. If you're home for a half hour, come into the Beis Medrash. Second Seder, if you're home for a half hour, come into the Beis Medrash. This is the place to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where you will nourish your neshama. And you will develop your new year. You'll develop yourself going forward for that new year. It's right here in this Beis Medrash. Hashem Baruch Hu should help. We should all be zeicha. Klal Yisrael, we're trying to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani l'daydi v'daydi li. It's our tefillah that we should be zeicha, we should merit feeling, to feel that v'daydi li, to feel the hug, the love, the lo yarpecha, lo yitein yodai laharpes, lo yitein atzmai laharpes, yodai mimcha, Rashi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to us, He hugs us. We should merit to feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be zeichem yirtzeh Hashem to haksiva v'chasim ha-tayva.